February 8, strength from struggle. For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Isaiah 50, verse 7. You have been bought with an infinite price, and you are not your own. Soul, body, and spirit belong to Jesus Christ, and you should in all humility, yet with firmness and decision, say, I am the Lord's. I will serve him with my whole heart, mind, might, and strength. Do not be discouraged with the opposition you encounter. It might at the present time be more pleasant to float with the current, for the descent from righteousness and holiness to darkness and transgression is easy, while the one who seeks to win the eternal shores will have to struggle against wind and tide. A faith and religion that is not aggressive in spirit or heroic in action, but is corrupted by worldly currents, is the only religion admired and respected and esteemed worthy by the world. The scorn and derision which is called forth from that class who despise the truth of God is a compliment to Christian integrity. If you were of the world, you could enjoy its smiles, its flattery, and its applause. If Jesus Christ is in you, the hope of glory, your spirituality will rebuke the pride and extravagance of the world. The opposition which you meet may prove an advantage to you in many respects. It will develop a class of Christian virtues which seldom spring up in the path of prosperity and sunshine. Faith, patience, forbearance, heavenly mindedness, increasing trust in providence are the fruits which blossom and mature amid clouds of darkness, storm, and tempest. The forest tree which stands alone and exposed to the fierce winds and storm and tempest will not be uprooted by the gale, but will strike its roots deep and spread out its branches in every direction, becoming more beautiful and strong as a consequence of its withstanding storm and tempest. This may be your case. You may be deprived of sympathy and human support, and you may feel that your only hope is to reach up your hands in supplication to God and hang your helpless soul upon your Redeemer. Help which heaven sends will be just what you need. If you fear God, you need not fear anything else. If you please him, he will secure everything your soul requires. Letter 4A, February 8, 1880, to Sister Briggs.